What's going on, y'all? Solo Sports here, man. NFL is over halfway through the season. Man, it goes fast. Seems like the season just started. But you know, September to Christmas time is like the quickest time of the year. It'll go from being September 1st to, hey, man, you buying the Christmas gifts yet? Real quick. That's just how the year works. That part of this year is really quick. And football season is flying by. We're going to break down some NFL. We're going to get into some NBA. A little college basketball starting up. Hey, man, Anthony Edwards. I told everybody, this is that next dude in the league. Not surprising people. He played great over the summer for the Olympic team. Dominating over there. And now he's in the NBA dominating, which I knew he was going to do. I think he's averaging about 28 and a half points right now a game. Gave it to the Golden State Warriors last night. Hit 30-plus points. Draymond tried to punk him like Draymond likes to do. There's audio of Draymond trying to punk this dude during the game. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to fire you. I'm going to keep firing you, blah, blah, blah. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to go to the free throw line, hit these free throws. Then I'm gonna finish y'all the rest of the game. That's what he did. And Edwards, I'm telling you, man, he is that next dude. I'm going to talk about all these two guards that are in the league right now. To me, for my money, I'm taking Ant Edwards. And I said this before the season started, y'all, so I'm not trying to jump on the bandwagon, which from time to time, I'm starting not to think that's a bad idea to get on some bandwagon because the teams I support, besides my Rangers, that's right, my Rangers won the World Series. Besides that, they haven't been showing me much return in my fandom. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the NFL, man, it's going, like I said, it's going live. We had about four last-second field goal games yesterday. The Commanders and the Seahawks came down to the very last second. The Seahawks won the last-second field goal. The Commanders. Ron Rivera needs to go. Jack Del Rio needs to go. The only improvement I've seen is Eric Bieniemy. That offense and that quarterback play. The fire Eric Bieniemy. I do believe that the head coach and the defense coordinator are going to get fired. The fire Eric Bieniemy will be doing your young quarterback a disservice. He's building a rapport with the offense coordinator, and things are starting to look good there. So to change that up again, I don't think that would be a good thing. That offense is heading in the right direction. He's a young quarterback, Sam Howell, I'm speaking of. He's really showing what he can do in this league. He's got a strong arm. Don't show any lack of confidence. Mobile enough so he can get that done. So my opinion, as a Commanders fan, I would probably fire the head coach, the defense coordinator, and just Eric Bieniemy. Here you go, man. Right now. I wouldn't wait till the end of the season. Let's do it right now. Let's get rid of those guys. This is your team now. Going forward. If things go decent for the rest of the season, you get a contract extension, and you'll be the head coach going forward. Why wait to cut bait at the end of the season? It's not going to get any better. You're not going to save face by waiting till the end of the season. Just do it now. That team does not play inspired under Ron Rivera. He's always talking when he don't need to talk. The defense coordinator, they're all out of touch. They don't know what they're doing. Get rid of it, cut bait, move on from there. They don't want to talk too much about that. And the Raiders and their new coach, Suge Knight. Suge Knight and those Raiders are 2-0, smoking cigars and drinking driving six-four Chevys to the game. They're not a great team. But you can tell, man, they are glad that they made a change at head coach, and they're playing inspired. The quarterback is a guy I've really never heard of, a young guy out of a small school. But the Raiders are playing some good football, man. They're not playing great, but they're playing hard, and they're winning. That really makes the coach that was there before look terrible. Considering he was there for just a few years. I don't know why he even got a head coach's job. Didn't deserve a second shot. But he got one, and now he's gone. And the Raiders on their Antonio Pierce, I believe his name is, the former linebacker from the Giants, from Compton. I've been seeing all the memes of him driving. Not really just memes, because he's really been driving 6-4 Chevys to the game. They call him Suge Knight. He's doing his thing, man. Raider Nation, they should be proud right now. Probably not going to make the playoffs, but at least they're competitive. That can say more than what I've been saying about them lately. Giants got embarrassed again by the Cowgirls. I'm sorry, the Cowboys. The Cowboys beat the Little Giants 49-17. At least the Giants scored this time. Last time they got shut out. And now they have Danny DeVito as a quarterback. Something DeVito, the guy from the sandwich commercials. I don't know. He wasn't doing nothing out there. Being the Giants, even if they had Danny Dimes, they would be doing the same thing. The Giants is not a good football team. So right now they have the number two pick in the draft. And I don't see them winning too many more games moving forward. It's weird because they do have them. They have a decent coaching staff, decent offense coordinator, defensive coordinator, head coach. Seem like they're good. Their head coach just won the coach of the year last year. It's in the playoffs. But that was last year. What have you done for me lately? And this year, they've only won two games. So, get them Giants out. And Cowboys, going Cowboys. They beat good teams. They treat these bad teams like those college football teams do when they play those teams. They're favored by 40 points. When Dallas dropped a hammer on you, they dropped a hammer on you. They don't play games when it's time to beat down the bad team. They are definitely front runners. But can they do it against a good team? Time will tell. They got the Eagles coming up in a few more weeks. So we're going to see about that if they can keep this train roll. I think Dallas won 12 games in a row at home. That's pretty impressive. The Falcons, another team that's probably headed towards a coaching change. Their head coach, Arthur Smith, why he got the head coaching job, another guy I don't understand. All he did was, he was with the Titans, but turn around, hey, run plays for Derrick Henry. So where's the innovative coaching in that? Now, he's got the Falcons with great running backs, and he don't give them the ball. Who knows? No quarterback play. Kyler Murray's finally back. He tore his ACL last year. He looked like he was full speed. They came back and beat the Falcons last night in another game. So I see the Falcons going to probably be firing their coach pretty soon when they lost last week to Dobbs, who just got there a few days before that. And then they get first game back for Kyler Murray, lost again. Yeah, I think they're going to have an opening down there in Atlanta for a head coach here pretty soon. Lions, Chargers, man, that was a good football game. I watched that on YouTube now. They have the four screens. You don't have to just watch it on one. You can watch all four of them at one time, which is pretty cool. Even during the World Series, you can watch a baseball game and a football game. That was cool. But anyway, yeah, they got the four screens up there. You can watch them all four at one time. So I was keeping my eye on that Lions-Chargers game. Looked like every time I looked up, man, somebody was scoring a touchdown. It went back and forth. And, of course, at the end, the Lions kicked the field goal. These are the new Lions. These ain't the Lions. This ain't your granddaddy's Lions. These are the new Lions, man. And they look like a legit football team. The young Lions fans might not know the pain that the fan base went through for years past. So maybe this is the way the Lions are going to be from. Maybe they're going to go on a little run here, make some playoff runs, and possibly a Super Bowl. I got a statement about that later on in my show, too. So Lions looking good, man. Only two losses. Browns, another team. They're there in the AFC, though, man. The Browns with that big, big, big win division over the Ravens, man. This was a big football game. Deshaun Watson finally looked a little bit more like the Watson from Houston. In the second half, I believe he was 14 for 14 from the field for passing. Looked great in the second half. Defense stepped it up. They came back and beat Ravens. Ravens were up by two or three scores in this ball game. Their defense, Ravens defense, is supposed to be really good, and they didn't look really good yesterday. I like Lamar Jackson. He's my son's favorite quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But he has a tendency to blow leads. I've been noticing that this year. It's not all his fault. But this year I've been noticing, man, even one of the big games earlier this season against Pittsburgh, I believe. He had a pick. Then he had a fumble. So we're going to have to tighten that up, Baltimore. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, you got to tighten it up, man. You're still in the mix, believe me. I think you've only lost two or three games also. And the Browns, that division is pretty good. But Browns, stands up, man. Cleveland, dog pound, baby. You got something to look forward to. I think you guys can make a run, man. That defense is legit. And you know you got a good defense. It can travel. It don't matter where you play, what the weather looks like. It don't matter. That defense there and your offense plays decent. Them Browns are a scary football team. Vikings. Joshua Dobbs / Jeremy Lin strikes again. 27-19 at home against the Saints. Derek Carr got hurt again. They had to bring in famous Jameis. What did he do? He threw in the triple coverage to end the ball game. That's Jameis being Jameis, man. The Saints with a victory. They've been looking good even without Captain Kirk. They've been playing some good football game. The Texans, man. This is my team on the side. Them Houston Texans, baby. 30-27 on the road against them Bengals. They won game out of first place in their division. Who would have thought the Texans would be this close to making a playoff push this late in the season? Who had that on their bingo board? I know I didn't. Who writing the script for the NFL? I don't know. Was that in there? Was that page stuck to another page? Because I didn't see that coming. Pause. The Texans look good, man. C.J. Stroud, we're saying rookie of the year. The way this kid is playing, I don't think they'll give him NFL MVP off because he's a rookie. I don't see that happening. But he's playing just as solid as any quarterback or player in the NFL right now. If he keeps this up, it's going to be hard not to give him the MVP award. This kid can win the league MVP and rookie of the year. I don't know if that's going to happen. But I'm definitely rooting for the kid, man. I heard his story. Pretty interesting kid. He's had a tough childhood growing up with his dad being in prison. So I wish him nothing but the best, man. Joe Cool got the best of you yesterday, man. It's all good. Packers-Steelers, man. Steelers barely win, but they win. It's the only thing that matters. They get outplayed almost every week. But at the end of the game, you look at the scoreboard, and the Steelers pretty much win almost every week. Steelers doing their thing. I like them Steelers, man. I've always been a Mike Tomlin fan. 49ers, Jaguars. Oh, the Niner Nation is back. They lost three in a row, had a bye week, got their thoughts back together, picked up Chase Young, and went down to Duval County and embarrassed the Jaguars in their own stadium. 34-3. Purdy looked like Purdy again. They got back Debo. Debo's back Deboing people. Ayuk played really good. The tight end, Kittle, who's the guy I'm playing in fantasy, killed my team this week, was balling out. They're doing their thing, man. The 49ers look back. I think they're back. Their defense looked back inspired again. I'm going to look for the 49ers to keep on rolling like they were doing before that three-game skid. Jaguars beat the Titans. Who cares? Colts, Patriots, interesting ball game over in Germany, I believe. They probably want to leave Bill Belichick and Matt Jones over there in Germany because they should have took their passports and made them stay over there because they didn't do nothing, man. They went over there and got beat 10-6. Kind of a baseball score. Not much to say about this ball game. Pretty boring. I'm pretty sure the fans were drunk, so they enjoyed it overseas, but not much to talk about in that ball game. Panthers, Bears, from Thursday, that game was pretty boring also. Bears got the win. Helping keeping the Panthers down, which they probably want to do because they won that number one pick from the Panthers. They already have it, so the more games the Panthers lose, the better off the Bears are in the NFL draft. Broncos, Bills tonight. We'll see what goes on in that one. Bronco country. We'll see what happens. Bills haven't been playing good football either. That's one of the team I said the one going to make the playoffs, so don't be shocked if they don't. NBA standards, man. West, I'm going to go East and West. I'm just going to go with the top four teams in these conferences because it's very early in the season. It's kind of hard to judge these teams right now. In the Western Conference, of course, you got the Nuggets, Mavs, T-Wolves. All these teams are at the top of the West right now. The T-Wolves will probably be the most surprising team of that trio I just named. Anthony Edwards, like I said, he's getting help from his teammates. He's working, looking on probably getting some MVP votes this year, so look for him to play good. The Mavericks are playing some good basketball right now. Defense still a little bit shaky, but it looks like Luka is Luka. You know, Luka going Luka, man. That dude can put the ball in the hoop. He's a great ball player, and Kyrie is starting to come around. And the chemistry, they're building on the chemistry. They're looking like better. The Nuggets, they won the championship last year. They out a couple of players, but they're still going to be there at the end. Sixers, man. Sixers in the Eastern Conference, man. Them Sixers are up there at the top. Celtics, Pacers, Heat. Those are all the 2-3-4 teams at the top of it. The Sixers look good right now. Hey, man, speaking of the Sixers, they got rid of that cancer. They got that cancer cut out of their body, man. They sent it to L.A., and now the Clippers are dealing with it. You want speaking of that guy with the beard, James Harden. He's a Clipper now, and they're 0-4. Is anybody surprised? James Harden said, I'm going to need about 10 games to get in sync with my teammates. Oh, okay. Okay, James. You should know. You get traded every other season, so you should know what it takes to get yourself intact, I guess. But the Clippers gonna Clipper, man. Like I've been saying my whole life, you don't worry about those Clippers. They gonna always be the Clippers when it's time to Clipper. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's coincidence that Sixers got rid of James Harden and they got better. They should have broke that marriage up at the beginning. It was on bad terms. You saw her cheating before you got married. You still married her. Should have married the girl, no way. It wasn't going to work out from the jump. The Suns got all the talent in the world. They're having chemistry issues. Their biggest issues is they can't get all three of their superstars on a player, on the court at the same time. I don't believe they all play the game together yet. The one that's always hurt, Kevin Durant, is the only one that's playing all the games. I don't understand it. And then the other two guys, Bradley Beal, he just got over there. I think he's finally starting to play now. I don't understand these guys. They're still working on the chemistry, so we can't really judge some of these teams because they haven't had all their players yet. And the Bucks, same thing with their chemistry. They picked up Dame Dollar from the Portland Trail Blazers, so that's another guy they're working on the chemistry over there too. So once they get some more games under the belt, I think they could possibly make a playoff run. Just gotta stay healthy, man. I mean, that's the big thing in basketball. It's such a long season. I know guys do this load management, don't like to play games every game, but just a few teams. So it's kind of hard to judge these guys, man. The playoffs don't start till around April. It's November, so to judge these guys right now, I mean, look at the Lakers last year. They were saying the Lakers were not going to even make the playoffs or the play-in. They made the play-in and made a run to the Western Conference Finals. So you just never know. They got swept when they got there, but at least they got there. So you just never know in the NBA who's going to do what. It's such a long season. Who's on top now will probably be changed up towards the end of the season because there's so many games and so many injuries and so much stuff going on in the NBA right now. It's kind of hard to judge who's going to be that team at the end of the season. Hey, this is my scenario. I've been giving this some thought, man. I think it's time. Tupac had a lyric years ago. He said, "The world ain't ready for a black president." This is the early 90s, Tupac said that. So in the 2000s, we got ourselves a black president. Tupac wasn't allowed to see this. Rest in peace. Barack Obama did two terms in the Oval Office. Now, that came true. I think we're ready for a Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions Super Bowl. These are two legit football teams. The fan bases have been struggling forever. It's time, man. Barry Sanders on the sidelines. Bernie Kosar on the sidelines. Jim Brown jerseys through the stands at the Super Bowl in Vegas. The NFL might not want that, but to have two underdog teams that ain't never won a Super Bowl there, that would be a great story in my eyes. I'm not a fan of either team, but the fan bases have been struggling. They wore Browns paper sacks over their heads because the team embarrassed them for so many years. But to see those fan bases get to the Super Bowl and chance to win it would be great for the league. You might not, a lot of people say, "Oh, we talk about the Cowboys and they've been there in 20 something years." But Cleveland ain't never been there. And Detroit ain't never been there. So those fan bases are really hurting. The Cowboys just like a laugh and running joke because they think they're going every year and they never do. But these two fan bases, I would love to see them get a shot at a Super Bowl, man, because very well hungry, haven't been there. Buffalo Bills, at least they had four shots at it. These two franchises been around forever and a day, ain't never been to the big dance. So that's my thought of the day. I would like to see, since my team ain't gonna make it, I would like to see Cleveland, Detroit in the Super Bowl in Vegas. What do you guys think, man? That's my thoughts on just a few, drop a few down to you guys for the ready to watch a little Monday Night Football. All right, y'all. This is Soul on Sports, baby. I'm out. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to get into a lot of stuff. Me and my boy here, we're going to talk a little football, a little basketball, pro, college. Even college players are getting paid now. the semi-pros, you can say that, which I love it. Maybe we'll get to some NIL talk.
Yeah.
That's affecting the college.
Sports worldwide.
Yeah, not just football. All the sports, man. I think it's running out these legendary coaches. Let's start with Nick Saban. He finally hung it up. 17 years at Bama.
Six wins at Bama, one with LSU.
Yep.
Beat BCS championship, to be exact. Produced a lot of great players in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. First rounders, right?
Yeah, let's just go off the quarterback first of all. You got Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, Tua, Bryce Young. I know he had a Rocky Boogie season, but still.
First overall pick.
Yep. Running backs is ridiculous. You got David Henry, Josh Jacobs, Najee Harris, Jahmyr Gibbs, Mark Ingram, Eddie Lacy, Trent Richardson, a whole list of running backs.
Eddie Lacy, I ain't heard that name in a long time.
Eddie Lacy was a really good player. If he just couldn't keep his weight down.
Yeah, he ate himself out of the league.
But the receivers is the best part. You got Julio Jones, Amari Cooper, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Jerry Jeudy, even though he kind of fell off a little bit after his first season or two, he's still a good player. And so Calvin Ridley. And the defense, the secondary is ridiculous. You got Minka Fitzpatrick, Patrick Surtain, Trevon Diggs, Marlon Humphrey.
Countless of numbers of superstars.
Clinton Williams, Will Anderson Jr., who was just a top four overall pick, who got drafted by the Texans. Dante Hightower. You got the linemen like Jonathan Allen and DeAndre Payne.
So. Yeah, it's been a lot of great players that come out of that school. Dick Saban's been around so long. What I do... you gotta give him credit for it. He changed with the game. When he first got there, it was old school football. We're gonna run the ball. We're gonna play. We talked about this earlier. We're gonna run the football. We're gonna play good defense. We don't have to have a good quarterback.
Have a game manager, a quarterback. Yeah. Because before Jalen Hurts, they really didn't have no really good quarterback. That AJ McCarron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he was their best quarterback. But other than that, you know, it's pretty. Very, very, very thin. Always had a great run of the game.
Yeah.
Like the running back's name off earlier, but really the heart and soul of the offenses for the past 10 years until, you know, of course, Jalen Hurts came.
Yeah.
But like you said, Smash Mouth, old school, 80s, 90s, even before that.
Yeah, football. He was old school, and that's the way he got it done. But he was willing to change. A lot of people aren't willing to do that. He changed with the time, so I have to give him credit for that. And you can say what you want. You might not like Bama. You might not like Nick Saban. The dude was a winner.
True. I'm about to
people say, always hate on winners.
He made 8 out of 10 of the college football playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Just made his last one, sadly. His last play as the Bama coach was a QB draw. He was end up getting stopped in the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
The best play calls I've seen to win the game.
Well, I heard a lot of people say if you look at that play, the quarterback didn't follow. He had a lead blocker to the left. If he'd have followed that lead blocker, then he would. They said that whole left side was wide open, but you know, there was an issue with that game with the snaps, and that was another bad snap. So I think he panicked when the snap was low. He jumped up like I gotta go. I'm running out of time, or whatever. And I think he panicked. So if you look at it again, of course, once you replay, it's easy for us to see it.
Obviously, it's different being.
Yeah.
You know, in,
but if you look, if you look at it, boom, the left side was open. Hey, it is what it is, man. Michigan deserved the championship. I doubted them all year long, cheating scandal, all this stuff.
I mean,
but on the field, they were getting it done.
That's true, but you know, it still don't just take away from the fact that they don't play no one during the regular season. But you know,
that is true. But I agree. But when they did play some real teams, they won.
Beat both of them. Beat Bama. They took down the Titan, and now they took down, in my opinion, the best offense in the nation. Washington Huskies.
Made him look average, even though my man Penix was off. That's what happens. We talked about that. That's what happened when you put pressure on him.
That's exactly what the Texas Longhorns did not do.
They did not do it. That's
over 400 yards and over 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
After being like Tom Brady left-handed.
Yep.
So, and he was missing wide open passes, kind of high.
Yeah.
High point. But you asked me, I think the moment kind of got to him a little bit because, like, there were times when he wasn't even pushing. He was making bad passes. But, of course, there were times when he was pushing and just looked out of sync the whole offense, especially in the second half.
I heard people, the experts, say he's so poised. He doesn't get rattled very easily. He got rattled in that game. His timing was off.
That Michigan defense is
very, it's legit.
It's very much going to record books because they give up just lower than 10 points per game out of the whole season, which is very good. It's only a select few teams able to do that throughout the whole season.
They get my respect because all year long, I've been dogging out Michigan, Ohio State. They don't play nobody. That's why they ranked them high. But when they did play people, like I just said, you gotta give them their props, man.
I ain't believing JJ McCarthy. He got them very much in that game. Donovan Edwards, the running back, with 2 runs and 2 touchdowns that game. The all-time leading running back touchdown leader for the Michigan.
Give it up for Blake Corum. He could have went pro. He could have came out last year. I'm coming back for my senior season. And it paid off.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm pretty sure he got some NIL money to come back too. But he came back to college. He didn't have to. And got him a chip.
Yep.
So
and got the all-time record.
Yeah, so it was great for him. Now he's going to the pros where he's going to be disrespected because all they do is disrespect running backs in the NFL. Don't get me started on that. They run them to the ground on their rookie deals. And then when it's time to pay them, we got to pay this quarterback that's not that good. We got to pay him $60 million a year. So we ain't going to have no money for you. That's how they do. That's how they do the running backs nowadays.
John specifically.
Yeah, don't get me started on that. That's a story we can talk about for the next 3 hours. Anyway, man, just speaking of the NFL, talked about running backs. Just jumping to that, job openings in NFL Black Monday. Sounds a little racist.
Happened very very early in the morning.
Bruh, they were firing them that night. That Sunday, they didn't wait till Monday. It was an early Black Friday sale for some of these coaches. So, they would get them early.
So let's talk about the first one that happened, which we all know, Arthur Smith. You give me your thoughts on that one.
3 straight seasons of 7-10, I get you fired.
In the NFL.
Now, mind you, their quarterbacks have been a little shaky with Atlanta.
You know, you got Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke, other mid quarterbacks.
But they have a lot of weapons on that team.
Kyle Pitts, quarter passer, but he ain't doing that good now. Bijan Robinson, which he did not use him at all.
Another good running back, but that's my point. That's my point. He should never got that job.
Explain.
He came from Tennessee. Well, all they did was turn around and hand the ball to Derrick Henry. Well, how did you prove that you're a good offensive coordinator with Tennessee?
Because we know when they start passing the ball, we don't know what happened.
So you're ready to be a head coach because you can call running plays for Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
My nephew can do that. Get the ball to the big guy. You know what I'm saying? It's not much involved in that. So they give him a head coaching job behind that? Don't get me started. He should never got the job. Should have proved more. She should have to prove more. That you can actually run a legit offense besides just turning around in the ball.
I'm a good balanced offense.
I'm not mad at you.
Because their offense is very one-dimensional.
Now, I'm not mad. If I had Derrick Henry, he going to get the ball 30 times a game, too. Because he's one of the best backs of our generation, easily.
I ain't going to have Ryan Tannehill throw the ball 35 times.
Now, they got to the AFC Championship game 1 year, not because of the great play calling of Arthur Smith. Quote me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that's where he came from, Tennessee. I got that right, don't I? I think that's where he came from. He got it from Tennessee. That's where he started. Didn't deserve that Falcons job. But hey, a lot of people get jobs they don't deserve. He's just one of many. Now he's in the unemployment line. But you know he's gonna be good. You know who his daddy is?
You tell me.
His daddy is the CEO of FedEx. He started FedEx.
Wow.
He's worth billions of dollars.
So he's going to be good financially.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. Plus, I'm pretty sure Atlanta, even the NFL, when they get rid of you and you still got years left on your contract, they got to pay
you. He'll get all that money.
He'll get another offensive coordinator job. And if he proves it again, he'll get another head coaching job. They recycle
the same coaches for every 10 years.
It's sickening.
Every single he gets fired. Get picked up somewhere else, but to go get a coordinating job. Then every 10 years, a new batch of coaches and new batch of coaches get recycled.
So the Falcons' job is open. The Chargers. A lot of people think that's the most intriguing. The intriguing job of the openings because of the weapons that they already have.
Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Joey Bosa. You got Khalil Mack and you got Derwin James. And if I'm not mistaken, Asante Samuel Jr.
He's still there, yes, sir.
He's still on that team, too. So they have a lot of big names in that roster, but look at the big hits cap wise they take on that team because Justin Herbert makes a lot of money. All those players on his name right there make a lot of money. But they're all on the contract already. Yeah, like I said, yeah, they do. They are all on the contract, but they make a lot of money. So it's not a lot of upgrades they could really do to that team unless they move off some of them big contracts. Yes, draft. I'm talking about free agency wise.
Well,
because they still have some, I won't say, but when big you have, holes in that team, but they don't look but, like a at least a playoff team. But I understand Brandon Staley really wasn't a good coach. Hopefully, possibly Jim Harbaugh come from Michigan could come.
When you have a core, to my opinion, when you already have a core, a strong core, and it seems like the Chargers have that, you build the rest of your team through the draft. You have to get lucky in the draft. But you're not going to have a lot of salary cap space because you already have a core. Because you got the running backs, the receivers, quarterback. The O-line is not bad either. The defense got some players, some big-time playmakers on there, too.
They have someone at every single level. So, they have someone on the front four with Bosa, Mack. Someone, he's not a great linebacker like we thought he's going to be. Kenneth Murray Jr.
From Oklahoma. That's me. I knew that. I think. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was about to say, but he was supposed to be a really good linebacker, but he had a bad season last year. But this past season, he played a little better.
Yeah.
Linebacker right there. Derwin James, obviously.
Always had
health injuries. Issues. Yeah. But this past season, he was able to stay a little more healthy because usually when he get injured, he's injured the whole year.
The one that I question on that team, people make excuses for this guy.
It's Herbert.
I'm not saying Herbert don't have the potential to be an elite level quarterback because
we've been saying this for how long?
He has the arm. He's got the height. He's got the accuracy. He's got it all.
Two in the book, but he just can't put it together. I understand Brandon Staley and offensive court. Is the offensive guy on the right?
Staley, I believe Staley was a defensive guy the Rams, I believe. I think he's a defensive-minded coach.
Don't call him on that. He wasn't 100%, but he could still be.
While you're talking, I'm going to look that up.
But,
it doesn't matter. He's unemployed, too.
He also is unemployed. But, Justin Herbert, all the potential to work, like you said, every single tool that a quarterback guru will want for his quarterback to have, but he just can't really put it together. But, of course, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Defensive coordinator.
He's going to, yes.
Don't question me, son. Yeah, he came from the Rams. He was a defensive coordinator with the Rams. And then their defense sucked with the Chargers. To me, if that's your specialty, that part of it should be right. There's one thing, I haven't found the right offensive coordinator, but you're a defensive-minded coach. Why does your defense suck? That's a good way to get fired. Hey, and you know the thing now, everybody
wants... Some schemes work for certain teams, some schemes don't work for certain other teams because, you know, obviously personnel. But, you know, I ain't giving him a pass or excuse or nothing because to me, he just ain't a good coach.
They got... That's what I was going to say. We're going to get back to the list in a minute. The ongoing debate now in the NFL, everybody's got to have an offensive-minded coach. We got to get these young coaches. No, we have to get a good coach. It doesn't matter if he's offensive-minded or defensive-minded. If I'm a defensive-minded coach, I gotta hire myself a good offensive coordinator and vice versa. Just like if I'm an offensive-minded coach, I gotta find me a good defensive coordinator. Yeah. So if you're a good coach is what I'm looking for. It doesn't matter what side of the ball you come from. You got to be able to coach. If you can't coach, coaching in the NFL means everything, bro. A head coach is only as good as his assistants. If you ain't got no assistants, bro...
You just want one man on the island.
Yeah,
because you can't, if you're offensive-minded coach, you can't coach the defensive side. Defensive mind, okay, coach the offensive side. So you're going, so two sides of the ball.
Yeah, so everybody wants to get this hot shot, offensive-minded coach.
It all started with Sean McVay, you ask me.
Yeah, it did. I agree. Sean McVay, you know, but he's a great coach.
It's not his fault, but yeah. It was starting. Then Matt LaFleur got a job. Then it started just spiraling out of control.
He did a good job coaching this year, too.
Oh, no, he did. To me, because horrible start, and now look at him. They're in the playoffs.
We'll get to that. Don't jump above the brother. We got a little line up here. We'll get to that. We talked about the Chargers, so we don't know who. Like I said, I don't want to speculate, but there's...
But obviously, we know that the biggest coaching candidate and the biggest possibility for them to get is who?
Jim Harbaugh.
Go Blues.
But they're also... Now the Titans coach is out there too, and I think he's actually a good coach.
He's not a bad coach. He just how to say this? He did first of all, then a good quarterback play. Let's talk about this. What's up with Malik Willis?
Why did they draft him from Liberty?
They gave him a chance.
Not really.
They gave him a couple games. Then they just bitch. I don't know if
he looked
that
terrible.
Bad.
He looked terrible when he was terrible, out there.
But.
He looked lost.
I mean, there's a lot of other quarterbacks that look bad and continue to still get.
But he looked like. I don't want to talk bad about the young brother. He looked confused. The time I watched him play a little bit when he got in the game, he looked like he didn't know the offense, or he looked like he didn't know what he was supposed to be doing. It didn't look good. Not saying that he won't be a good quarterback down the line. But then they drafted a quarterback, too, another one.
Yeah, Will Levis,
yeah.
Don't tell me Duke?
I think you're right.
Duke or Kentucky, one of the two.
Kentucky, there you go. One of those teams that were blue. Yeah, Kentucky. From the Bluegrass State. Why they called it the Bluegrass State? We'll look that up. But, yeah, well, I don't know what they were doing. But, anyway, that's another job that's open. We didn't put that one on the list, did we? Yeah, we did. We put that on the Titans. Titans on the list, too. Also, the Raiders.
Antonio Pierce, miss me.
The interim coach from the Raiders is Antonio Pierce. Yes. So that means he has to do like everybody else and put his application in and interview for the job. Mm-hmm. So, should they give him that job? I believe they should.
I believe they should. I feel like he done well enough. He beat had the best win of the season, being the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City on Christmas Day. That was a very big game.
And his players have already come out and vouched for him.
Look at Devontae, they fired. Who was the pass coach?
The guy from the Patriots. The offense coordinator that comes
to the Patriots. McDaniel?
Yeah, he sucks. I don't know why he keeps getting jobs.
So, obviously.
Pigmentation. Go ahead.
Adams was sad and all down and out whenever they had. Then the second they got Pierce started winning the game. Just the second they got Pierce in general started getting happy stuff.
Like yeah, that. But the
players were really sold on
them. The DN for the Raiders and
Max Crosby.
Crosby and Devontae Adams already came out and said they want him to be the head coach. That's got to have some type of
saying. The players were just the ones playing on the field.
Not only that, man. I mean, if you're the owner of the Raiders, you would think, I'm already paying McDaniels a lot of money because I fired him soon. And I'm still paying that racist dude, John Gruden. I'm still paying him, too. Do I want to go out and get a whole new coaching staff? And this guy's done a great job of getting, and people and the player seems to really like this guy. He's a player's coach.
Now to get a 0-0 start next year, then you never know
what they need to do. Get that brother the job. Get a quarterback.
What side coach is he?
He's a defensive. He should be a linebacker.
Oh yeah, for the Giants. He'll
play for Washington too.
Yeah, Washington.
He'll
be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and the Giants. I heard the rumor the Giants. If he don't get the Reds job, Giants want to bring him in as their DC. But we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the Raiders give him that job. I think he's earned it.
Yeah, deserves it 100%.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully he gets that job. Panthers. Okay. We'll have ourselves a new Daniel Snyder, and he's in Carolina.
Yes.
That Charlotte. Owner.
Charlotte. Continue to.
Charlotte, Carolina. Yeah. North Carolina. Yeah. That owner seemed like an idiot. Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean that you make smart decisions.
Didn't he throw a drink at a...
He was at a Jacksonville game. In Jacksonville's one of their suites or whatever. But sometimes these suites, the glass doors are open. So it's open. It's people sitting down there.
Talk to the fans.
I guess the fan was heckling him. I don't know what the fan was doing. Regardless or not, you're an owner of an NFL team. What are you doing? He throws a drink on the person. As he's walking away. Everybody's got smartphones. Someone's going to catch you, dog. Yes. So he got fined.
Obviously a horrible look.
Was a fine dude for a billionaire. I don't know.
So now there's a new low-tier bottom owner again.
So he
fired. Dan Snyder, now it's him.
So he fired. I think he's working. He's been there 3 years. Now the next coach he hires would be his sixth coach in 3 years. Because you got to think about the interim coaches that he had in there. Add them all up. It comes out to be like...
It's really bad.
Yeah. So, who would want that job?
Not many.
And they drafted Bryce Young, who was an excellent Alabama quarterback.
To me, but Bryce Young is a... Say what y'all want. Y'all go look a film, whatever. Y'all can go over it. Can't talk over something. Overanalyze every single thing he did. Bryce Young is a really good quarterback. He just has no weapons, first of all. Zero. I mean, zero weapons ever since the trade.
What about Adam Thielen?
Oh, my bad.
Adam Thielen is a good wide receiver now.
But it's the same thing with the NBA team.
Their old line is terrible, too.
Even on a bad team, someone got to score the points. When you receive on a bad team, someone got.
Oh, when I say that,
someone got to catch balls.
When I say that, you say I'm wrong. I say that by the NBA players all the time, but now you can say it. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
because I said so.
Oh, okay.
Well, but yeah, exactly. Someone has to catch the ball.
It's gonna be tough. I guess you can money whip people.
O-line's horrible too.
No, you can money whip someone. You pay somebody enough money, people won't necessarily turn the job down because so much money you're gonna take the job. Rather,
I hate doing these sports crossovers, but also that's what happened with Monty Williams. Got all that money from the Pistons, mm-hmm. and they ain't win 8 games yet.
That's true, but yeah. Give him time. Hopefully, I like Monty Williams. Hopefully, he can get things straight there. But the Panthers, who's gonna want to coach that team?
Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling at all. That's
the room. The rumor is they're trying to get Detroit's offensive coordinator.
But everyone's trying to get him.
Yeah,
everyone's trying to get him. Interview the defensive coordinator. Washington's going to interview Lions offensive and defensive coordinator.
Aaron Glenn,
Ravens defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. And possibly now we're both open right now as Washington fans, if y'all don't know already, that we'll interview Mike Vrabel. He does seem like a bad coach. We always said this a little earlier. He does seem like a bad coach. He just, like you said, just didn't have the right personnel. Didn't have a good team to coach. And Derrick Henry is already run down to the ground. I think he's not washed, but he for sure ain't prime, Derrick Henry, in my opinion.
So you wouldn't mind, we're going to go ahead and get rid of him. Stop talking about the Panthers. So in the Washington, this is the job you're talking about. You wouldn't mind Mike Vrabel being the head coach?
I would not mind Mike Vrabel being the head
coach. Would you okay if they bring Derrick Henry with them?
No, because we have Brian Robinson. There's no point in doing that. What's the point of getting
washed?
What's the point of getting a running back where he always has a lot of mileage on him? He's not in his prime anymore. He's still a good running back, but he's not his prime anymore.
You don't have to be prime with you with us.
I'm with you, but we have Brian Robinson, who's a young running back, who also kind of a power back, but I'll stick with the young running back, Brian Robinson. That's just me, though. What's the point of bringing in Derrick Henry? I don't want the player. I want the coach. That's just me.
Okay, now out of these coaching jobs that we've spoken of, which one you think is the most intriguing of the
easily Chargers. Easily
because of the players they already have. The
players, obviously. But the pipe, the most management-wise, the most who's like, okay, who's really like heating up and stuff like that, is the Washington Commanders. They just got Bob Myers, who, if y'all don't know, obviously was the GM for the Golden State Warriors, mm-hmm. doing those championship wins.
Sure was.
He was able to get Kevin Durant on the team, which is absolute wizard, you ask me. He needs to be in a Hall of Fame or some type of standard for even able to bring KD to that team. And he's going to be helping them, obviously, look for a GM and stuff like that. He's not going to be the GM, but helping them look for a GM.
Yeah, they brought him in as a consultant.
Yeah, so him, Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, and a bunch of other minority owners on the team. And they're obviously going to look for a GM and see what they can find out there.
Yeah, Washington is intriguing because they got a new owner. And $80 million in cap space.
A lot of money. But obviously,
the number two pick in the draft.
Hopefully, we could pick Caleb Williams.
Well, whoever they take, but all that stuff's intriguing.
You know what? Let's talk about that right now.
Go ahead.
So, there's three really big scenarios when it comes to, you know, obviously we keep Caleb Williams, but specifically the Bears or Commanders or possibly another team getting into it. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, the Bears could trade Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And draft Caleb Williams. They could trade just the fields and pretty much get good draft picks and what's it called? Compensations, that was it called?
Mm-hmm.
Really good draft compensation for Justin Fields, possibly a player. Or they could keep Fields and draft Marvin Harrison Jr. number one. Or they could trade down to get more draft picks and then still end up getting who they want. And then watch the Commanders obviously take Caleb Williams. There's a lot of different scenarios that happen.
Yes, there is.
And I think, might be a little biased to this, very much is, honestly. Caleb Williams, I think his best fit is to watch Commanders.
Why is that?
Simple as that. I'll say that him and Eric Bieniemy will be like Mahomes.
Wait a minute.
It's going to jump to it.
Eric Bieniemy still have a job in DC? Let's talk this Eric Bieniemy stuff.
We don't know, but in my opinion, I think he should still have a job in D.C. Think about it.
The rumor is,
old line was dirt, dog, boo-boo juice, trash.
I understand that, but we got they're bringing in a new GM.
New staff.
New ownership. Bruh, I heard rumor that Eric Bieniemy is going to be interviewed for the Atlanta Falcons job. So if he can get that head coaching job, go for it. Yeah, go for that. I don't think he's going to be there, honestly. It's not his fault that it didn't work in D.C., because like you said, you're working with a really, really young quarterback. To me, myself, I like Eric Bieniemy. I think he can be a good offense coordinator. But to me, he was throwing the ball too much. Putting too much on that kid.
I'll give you
one. He was looking out there and thought it was Patrick Mahomes. Bro, this kid's throwing the ball too much. You should have been running the ball more.
Run like 40 times a game.
Even if it wasn't working, you still have to run the ball sometimes because that kid was getting sacked so much. Now, towards the end of the season, he switched it up some and started running a little bit more. But he was getting sacked so much, I was like, there's no way this kid's going to make it through the season.
Somehow he did, but he ended up getting benched towards the end of the season.
Yeah. So I don't know. I got a feeling Eric Bieniemy is not going to be there next year, so we're going to have a completely new everything. Yeah. Because I think anything that was there that was under Daniel Snyder's watch, which is Eric Bieniemy, hate to say it, he helped him get hired. So I would say everything that had anything with Daniel Snyder will be gone from D.C. That's just my opinion. And that includes Eric Bieniemy.
Sadly, but yeah, he might be true.
Yeah, I think he'll get a head coaching job somewhere else, but I don't think it's going to be in our nation's capital. Now, who's the Washington going to bring in? I don't know. Far as the Caleb Williams thing, quarterback is, man, it depends on who they bring in as head coach. Is the head coach going to be an offensive-minded guy? Or is it going to bring in a guy to run the defensive-minded coach and bring in an offense coordinator? It's just so much to it, man, because you got to look, even, I know, you look at Justin Fields. He's got so much talent. But now I think he's working on his third offensive coordinator already. They fired the offensive coordinator again this year.
And the head coach.
No, the head coach is still there.
This year, but he's been through so many coaches.
I mean, I don't know. Hopefully they get it right this time. All we do is hope, because we don't have no say on what goes on. As Washington fans, we just hope that they figured it out. Let's get into some, speaking of that, the teams that are not in it, that are praying for a better future. Let's talk about the games that's going on. And then what they call it now, the Super Wild Card Weekend, because we got three days of playoff games, football. Saturday, let's get into it. Saturday, man, we're going to start the day off. Joe Flacco is going to H-Town, baby, to play C.J. Stroud in the Houston Texans, man. Who you got in that game? It's a tough one, right?
It is a tough game. I like C.J. Stroud a lot.
Before you get into that, every one of these games we can go over, I can break up a scenario that each one of these teams can win this game. I can see, okay, sometimes, I can't see this team losing. I can see every last one of these teams losing. So
unless there's one,
which
team,
is good.
It's just one team you're gonna bring up later, which I don't think they got no.
Let's
shot.
Get into it. So who you got, Cleveland, Houston?
It's tough because I like C.J. Stroud and them. Nico Collins has turned into bona fide number one receiver for them, but a very highly productive receiver.
I like their young coach.
Tank Dell obviously went down with an injury, very killer to the offense, but obviously have the Dalton Schultz. The defense is respectable.
Yeah, very
respectable. It's not trash, not great, but just respectable.
They get to the ball.
Exactly. But I think the big thing is, like, Cleveland. Like, Joe Flacco been... I think he's the last gunslinger in the NFL right now. Well, the last, I'll say this, older gunslinger. I think the young gunslinger in the NFL right now is Josh Allen. But Joe Flacco, the way he was singing that thing, man, pause. The way he was singing that thing is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that is a good, that's a big time pause.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The way he be throwing the ball to Mark Cooper and then giving the Joe Cooper on him. The offense, that defense is firehouse. We know that.
And Flacco is semi-fresh, considering he's only, he's been there maybe 6 weeks, maybe?
And won how many games?
He's won most of the games he's been there. Exactly. But I'm saying he hasn't been there the whole season, so mm-hmm. It's not like he's worn down. He's only there because Masai Watson can't stay from getting hurt. What? It has not been a happy ending in Cleveland for Deshaun Watson so far.
It hasn't.
Now, how is things going to work out? Because he's got all that guaranteed money, I don't know. But so far, things haven't worked out. And believe me, if Joe Flacco can take these guys far in the playoffs, Cleveland Browns would love to run him out of...
Hall of Famer? Joe Flacco has the numbers. Go do research on Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco has the numbers now. To possibly be an all-time.
If he can take the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl and win it, oh yes.
I think if he even gets to the Super Bowl with the Browns, he should be in the Hall of Fame. But I think even without.
So who you picking? You still didn't pick the game.
I'll go Cleveland.
You going Cleveland on the road?
I'll go Cleveland. I feel like could skip this because obviously Texans are a really good team on home.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cleveland's going to keep that offense down to 121 points.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Joe Flacco them is going to do their thing. And
now
it's going to be a close game. But I think
these two played about maybe about a month ago, and Amari Cooper had like 300 yards on them. Seemed like receiving
like 261 something. I think, but it's almost 300.
But the rookie of the year didn't play that game.
Yeah, see, they shot. Who was Davis Mills, if I'm mistaken.
One of them other trash backups they got. I'm going to H-Town to take care of business at home. I know Cleveland is that team that people are scared of because of their defense. When you got a good defense like that, it travels. Their running game is solid. Cleveland is really good. But something about that C.J. Stroud magic, I can see them winning at least one playoff game this year. So I'm going to go Houston at home and take care of business. Next game on Saturday, we got Miami and Kansas City. Miami Dolphins lost at home at South Beach. When them losing at home to Buffalo, now they're a wild card team. They're winning the division all year. They're losing the last game. Now they got to go to Kansas City where it's 0 degrees at kickoff. And they have about 5 defensive starters out from terrible injuries.
Bradley Chubb's on. They just signed Justin Houston today.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill obviously going to be playing against his old team, so it's going to be nice for Union to see how it goes. If I had to choose, I don't want to say it. I'll probably go Kansas City.
Tyreek Hill's going back home.
It's tough to go against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. I know he hasn't had his. It's not a Patrick Mahomes type season. I'll say that.
He's been playing terrible.
He's been playing very bad to Patrick Mahomes' standards. Yeah. To Patrick Mahomes' standards, playing very bad.
Now, these receivers that Kansas City has, right? Minus Kelce, even though he's having a check year.
Doesn't have 1,000 yards.
They been dropping a lot of passes. Are the hands get better when it's 0 degrees outside? It's like catching an ice block.
And that means you win the ball. Exactly what it means.
Kansas City's defense is the reason why they're this far. Because their defense is the best unit on the team. We never thought we'd say that about the Patrick Mahomes team. But if it wasn't for their defense, they probably wouldn't be in the playoffs. And the Kansas City at home, Miami got a lot of hurt players. Tua's arm is already not very strong. It's going to be worse.
You can't say that.
I can't say that.
So you haven't seen Tua throw a 50, 60-yard pass?
No.
Okay.
I'm going Kansas City at home, take care of business. You agree? Yeah. Miami don't beat good teams.
Well, they did beat Dallas.
Like I said,
But
they're in the same boat.
I mean,
Miami and Dallas in the same boat. Both of them play.
Just like Dallas with a bad passion, but Dallas is a good team. Am I wrong?
But they don't beat good teams either.
But are they a good team?
Yes, but they don't beat good teams either.
You said yes, right?
Yes.
Miami beat a good team.
But they both struggle against good teams.
I'm with you.
Okay.
But did Miami beat them? Yes.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Last second field goal, I think. All right, we got So we agree on the Kansas City game, but not on the Houston game.
Exactly.
Okay. Sunday, Mike Tomlin in the playoffs again. Not by him winning. Every year when there's a chance that Pittsburgh can get the playoffs by somebody losing, they get in there. They may not do nothing when they get in there, but they get in there. And they're in there again. Now they're playing against the Buffalo Bills.
They should not be in the playoffs.
They're playing against the Buffalo Bills.
It's going to be a killer.
I'm going Steelers.
Yeah, I know. You said it because you like my time.
Nah, it's only one part of it. The Bills have been playing well lately. I still don't think the Bills are that good.
Not surprised you said that.
Josh Allen throws more interceptions than...
That's true, but you're one who has to do a lot of interceptions. Mr. Favre. But,
Whoa.
Am I wrong?
Let's not talk about him.
Okay.
The Steelers and Bills, who you got in that game?
Bills. The Bills are going to win about the stadium. At least
14. Wow.
At least a 14-point win. Minimum. Yeah.
I don't think
they're
so.
They're a minimum 14.1.
Okay. So you got Bills at home to take care of Ben's getting Steelers. I'm going to upset. I'm going to go Steelers in that one.
In Buffalo.
Buffalo.
In the cold bowl.
Okay, Steelers playing cold weather too.
Just going to say, yeah, cold on me.
No, lately, that offense has been really clicking. Lately, I could see them. I could see Pittsburgh. And all of a sudden, I know you don't like to hear this because you had Najee Harris on your fantasy team and he let you down all year.
But I did pick up that backup running back that they had. What's his name?
But Najee Harris been playing pretty good lately.
James Warren, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Warren, yeah. So he's been playing pretty good lately. So I'm going to go Steelers to take care of business with a big upset win. The Sunday night game. Sunday night, evening. Not really a night. 3:30, 4 o'clock our time. Packers go on the road to Jerry World.
And play the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. Who you got in that one? Just break it down, man. What's the keys to victory to this game for the Cowboys to win?
Okay. Establish the one game, which is going to be impossible for them.
That's not possible for them.
Because they don't do that.
Yeah.
I think the main thing is to get that going early. Because once that gets going, in my opinion, when that gets going, it's very hard to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to stop them.
True.
When Dak start making those tight window passes, it's such a beauty to see.
Yeah.
And people don't talk about us. People don't like Dak like that unless you're a Cowboy fan. Dak then had an MVP type season. See, he should have been, to me, in my opinion, he should be 2 or 3 running up behind Lamar Jackson.
He might be.
He should be behind,
he still could be.
Behind McCaffrey. In my opinion, he should finish 3.
When the voting comes up, he still might be second place.
I think he'll be 3. I think McCaffrey will be 2.
He's had a great season.
Great season. And before the season, he said that I'm going to throw in the 10 interceptions, which no one believed him.
He did.
He did end up doing that.
He threw a lot of touchdowns, too. He had a good season.
Really good season. But I think the Cowboys, hey, main thing is get that going early. Get pressure on Jordan Love, which
that's
is easier said than
huge.
And...
You know who can be.
I say convert, and don't have no dead spots during the game. Don't have second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be rolling, We up 14. Let's say 14-3 scenario. They have 14-3. Then all of a sudden they start going dead for the last 6 minutes of the second quarter.
Then the Packers score.
Yeah, the Packers score stuff like that. Then they get ball at half. Don't have no dead spots like that. That's the main thing. Don't have if you don't have no dead spots. And okay. All right, good job right here. If you don't score, it's cool. If you got momentum, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then score right here. Okay, dead just drop. Okay, cool. Next job, let's get to it.
Good job.
So it just don't have no dead spot. That's the main thing.
You know who could be the X factor this game? He's back healthy now.
To my Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
And Dallas, if they have one weakness on their defense, it's their running defense is terrible. So sure. If they don't find a way to slow down Aaron Jones, if Aaron Jones gets going, and AJ
too.
Dillon. That play action will light Dallas ass up. They got to somehow keep that run, slow that running game down. They don't have to stop them. Now, mind you, if Dallas jump up 3 touchdowns on them, then that takes the running game away.
Yeah.
But if they can slow down that running game, that really key for them. And the Packers on the other end of that, the Packers must establish the run.
Have to
establish the run and find some way. Other than CeeDee Lamb to beat you.
Like you said, you said this off podcast about 2 days ago. Double team CeeDee Lamb no matter what.
No matter what.
Like I said, if Brandon Cooks want to have 150 on me for 2 touchdowns.
I'll take that.
And do that little celebration do every time of the year.
I'll take that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We now could have CeeDee Lamb out here running free willy with 145 pounds.
Yeah.
And no one's hitting him. And no one's putting no type of weight on him. Come on now.
You have to be even... I know that Dallas does a really good job of moving him around
and
putting him in the slide.
The motions, because who's calling plays for numbers? Who's calling plays?
The head coach.
Mike McCarthy. Now, the way he's doing that, I'll give him his credit on that. The way he's moving in motion every single time, having him doing hip motions, you got squids. And
this is the playoffs. This is the playoffs. And teams normally don't do this in regular season games because they have their schemes. And
yeah.
This is the way we run our defense. But you have to be able to adjust to teams, and that what are the Cowboys without CeeDee Lamb? They ain't nothing. They have no running game. So me myself, I would say no matter what, I might change up the corner, but every time I don't care where CeeDee Lamb is, he's gonna get double coverage. And when I tell who, well, I don't care if he's in the slot, in the backfield. When he come off that ball, you hit him right in his chest every time, and there's going to be a corner or a safety or a linebacker in that area. He will not be wide open if I'm the defensive coordinator. Now, like you said, Brandon Cooks or that tight end might go off, but it will not be CeeDee Lamb. I would take him out of the game myself. And you can say what you want to say, but you can take great players out of a football game. If I got 3 guys on him,
you can take receivers out of the game.
You can, you can do it.
And I
wouldn't allow him to beat me.
Because receivers, they gotta get the ball passed to them.
Yeah,
yeah. Running back.
Okay, well, once you get the ball to that running back,
Tony Pollard,
he sucks.
Yep. Okay.
He does. He hasn't been the same since LA left there. Yep. He's not the same player. So me, myself, so who you got in the game?
I hate to say it, but I got the Dallas Cowboys in that game.
All they've been saying, I'm talking to those two, I got Dallas winning too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me. Like I said, all these games, it wouldn't shock me if the Packers won because there's so much.
The only game that would really shock me, which we'll get into later, we'll get into much depth into that, is that if Tampa wins against Philly. But, and that's obviously the next game we're going to talk about.
That's
right now.
What we got. We got a Monday night sleeper. Philly at Tampa. Why is that the Monday night game?
I'm surprised they make it.
You would think it would be Cleveland, Houston, or any other team.
Easy. You know how NFL is about them. Surprised they make it.
Philly at Tampa. Is that the game that's on Peacock? One of these games on Peacock. Maybe it's the Kansas City game. Anyway, Philly at Tampa. Who you got? Let's break it down.
So I have Philly that game. Mm-hmm. Let me get that out the way. Again, they're playing Tampa.
Yeah.
I kept saying that to you, they're playing Tampa. Philly has been playing trash. No other way to say it. Playing trash the past. How many games? Six games, if I'm not mistaken. They're playing horrible these past six games. They start off great, but they're not playing to the same level as they were towards the start of the season. Offense looking discombobulated. They were down 24-0 against the Giants.
Discombobulated. I like that. Go ahead.
They were down 24-0 first half against the Giants. Mm-hmm. I know they weren't playing all their starters. Was Jalen Hurts playing that game? I think he was, but he actually benched him.
He broke his hand. Oh, his finger. Dad. You didn't see it.
He's
throwing to the west side. Yeah, his fingers was all crooked.
So obviously he's not.
Not only that, AJ Brown got hurt too.
So,
and they're down both safeties.
With what secondary?
Huh?
They have no secondary to begin with.
And this makes it worse. And their defensive line can't put pressure on the quarterback all of a sudden.
But they're playing Tampa, so
it doesn't.
So they still have a shot.
So you're picking Philly?
Easily.
I'm gonna go.
It's in Tampa too. Yeah. So I'll pick Philly.
I'm gonna go Baker Mayfield.
It's gonna be nobody.
Right? And I hate Baker Mayfield because he went to Oklahoma. I'm going Tampa in that game. Just because
it's 8-11 and Oklahoma still sucks.
I can go with that, but in this game, I'm gonna have to go Tampa. Philly. I know they have the champion, not really the championship pedigree because they haven't won a championship. This team, not this current team, they got close. They're not the same team from last year, man. They don't have that same swagger.
Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking about Tampa. Yeah,
Philly.
Yeah.
Like, when you start hearing that they start having player-only meetings, that's never a good thing.
Never. That means there's some type of...
Something's not right.
Some type of controversy with the coach.
Yeah, that's never...
And did you bring this up about Sirianni possibly getting fired?
Bruh, I heard a rumor that they might fire him and bring in Mike Vrabel. From Tampa, from Tennessee to be their next head coach.
No, I wouldn't know how true this is.
It's just something I heard on the NFL Network.
Yeah,
it's just,
but yeah, you
just
know,
throw stuff out there.
Yeah,
that way, if it happens, well, I told you.
Yeah,
that type
of
thing.
Yeah.
I told you.
Everybody
trying to be like me. Everybody be stealing my quotes and my sayings.
That makes you happy.
Makes me happy. Okay, but I'm going to go with Tampa, man, to win that game at home. I'm not sold on Philly.
Keys right now for Tampa to win.
Blitz Philly. All of a sudden, Philly don't run the ball. That strong running game. All they have now is the brotherly shove. The running game's not what it used to be. All of a sudden, Jalen Hurts, he don't look like the same Jalen Hurts from last year. Their receivers are injured. They don't have any confidence on offense. So, blitz the quarterback, put pressure up front, and Baker Mayfield, attack that secondary. I don't have any confidence in Philly's defensive line putting pressure on Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but they have a Rashad White back there, running back. He's a pretty good running back.
No, that's what I'm saying. But Mike Evans might go for 200 in this game. Put that down. Mike Evans, 200 plus yards receiving. He's a future Hall of Fame, am I right? Still cooking.
Most consecutive
behind Jerry Rice.
No, I think he beat Jerry Rice.
No, he's behind Jerry Rice.
100%.
Look it up.
1,000%.
1,000%.
Okay, but on to the next.
That's the last playoff game.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's get to the NBA real quick. We got a few more minutes. Let's get into the NBA. We normally do about an hour.
Yeah, but we about 45 minutes now.
Let's go.
But, again.
Wait. So, we agree on half the games?
So we disagreed on Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed on Kansas City. So let's just go about this. I think Cleveland going to win. You think Houston going to win. We both think Kansas City is going to beat Miami. We both think the Cowboys are going to beat the Packers. You think the Steelers are going to win against the Bills. I think the Bills are going to win. And I think that Philly is going to beat Tampa. You think Tampa's
so we only agree on two other games. Two out of the five. We agree on these two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're wrong. Anyway, go ahead. Let's go.
The Western Conference is very compact. Right? I know stuff that's going on from sport to sport, but the Western Conference for the NBA is very compacted right now. We have two teams that we would have never expected, even being the top two. We would have thought the Thunder would have been a play-in team, barely against the playoff type team.
What makes you think that?
Just saying, no one thought that the Thunder would be playing as great as they're playing right now. No one thought that the Thunder would be 24-11 with.
I'm not shocked.
With about a month until at All-Star break. Now people thought that they was gonna be better than last year for sure since Cincinnati got Chet. But no one really.
I'm not shocked.
Okay.
They played really, really good at the end of the season last year, so I'm not shocked that they're playing really good this year.
Okay.
Regular season basketball, having a good regular season basketball to me don't mean anything.
Of course, because you got how many games in the playoffs? The max amount of games you got for the playoffs is 7, 14.
Who had the best record last year in the NBA? And those teams probably won't even make it to the finals.
I think it's probably the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And the Nuggets won the finals.
They were the one seed last year.
Yes.
But my point is, I think because you're the one seed, I don't think it really means much.
Yeah, one seed's the Timberwolves right now. But what I was going to say.
We all know they're not number one.
But they're 26-10. They're playing great right now. Mm-hmm. 16 games over 500.
Mm-hmm. They don't have any playoff experience, but go ahead.
Okay.
It means a lot in basketball.
I'm with you, but they're playing great right now.
Yeah. Big ups. Go ahead.
So what I was going to say was that the West Conference is very compacted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's outside of the Timberwolves and Thunder, very close when it comes to record-wise. Thunder 24-11, Nuggets just one game behind them. Clippers just one game behind the Nuggets. Kings, they're playing better basketball right now. They had a little slump about a month ago, but they're playing very good right now. Pelicans, even with Zion Williamson being out, if I'm not mistaken.
He's hurt again?
If I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
Too many beignets.
The Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie and Luka obviously look like a very good tandem this year.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get back healthy. It's another thing. If they get back healthy, I feel like the Mavericks could really do a lot this year. And the Suns. The Suns is a very big question mark. KD saying, I don't want to get traded. I love the grind. That is very ironic.
That's cap.
No, that's very ironic coming from KD.
That's cap.
Considered that he went to a 17-9 team with the Golden State Warriors back in 2017.
Then he go to Brooklyn.
And then he left Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's only nothing that dude say. You want to comb his hair. Only nothing that KD said. Anyway, go ahead.
But Suns a very big, very question mark team because both players they don't do nothing outside of Brooklyn. KD though, it gets very, very, very thin.
That's what happens when you don't have a bench, bro.
And Bradley Beal. Boy, he's new AD. He cannot stay healthy with none, and we know this. I don't know why he just can't stay healthy with none right now. So right now the Suns are barely in the playing picture right now. They're tied with the Houston Rockets right now. Think about that. The record wise, the top of the Houston Rockets, and the two teams that are very most disappointed this year is obviously no surprise the LA Lakers and the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, California.
And Lakers, how I say it's LeBron, obviously. Hate to say it, but as of today, January 10th, my favorite player of all time was Kobe Bryant. But as of right now, to say, and I say Kobe was the GOAT for my whole lifetime, I would say LeBron James is the GOAT. The greatest player of all time, 39 years old, still putting up 25-8-8 a game in his 21st season.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be 40 this year?
Come no, on he's now. Not going to be 40. He just turned 39,
He's going to be 40 this year.
He's not going to.
Okay. He just turned 39.
You're right. My bad. I keep forgetting it's January. He just turned 39 a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he's going to be 40.
Last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. He's going to be 40 this week. So, not this year. Okay, I'm messing up like you. He's going to be 40 this year. But the whole thing is that his longevity, 12 months from his longevity is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's ridiculous. And AD's playing MVP-type basketball right now. AD is playing great.
Don't jinx it.
He is playing great. Like, he's putting a 40 and 20 a game. I understand you're hating on the Lakers right now. I'm not even a Lakers fan because you haven't said anything good about them. But they're playing, not them playing. AD and LeBron are playing great, but we know how the rest of that team gets.
They still got that Mickey Mouse championship ring on.
Okay, so you obviously hating on Lakers for no
reason. I'm just listening to you talk.
You are. Am I wrong? No.
No, you're not.
So, obviously they have Darvin hands in his pants. Ham.
Whoa, pause.
Okay. And Darvin ham in his hands.
Jason Kidd does that too.
Okay, but Darvin Ham is a horrible coach. Gets out of his rotations be horrible. He be having LeBron James at center, 39 years old, which is right there. Should have fired him on the spot. I don't think Frank Vogel would have even done that. But it's a lot of discombobulation with the Lakers right now, and I don't even know how to explain it. It's just consistency.
They're just not a good team.
They don't have consistency. They have decent role players like D'Lo, Jimmy Vanderbilt, and Tayshaun Prince. Max Christie's not a good role player like that. But those three specifically, and Christian Wood sometimes, they have games where they play good, off coming good off the bench, really play really good. Just the next game, 2-1 for 8, and 2 for 8. It's a consistency. I know it's 82 games a season. Bad games going to happen. But consistency starts at the start of the season. And of course, you're going to have your little dips and highs and valleys and lows. You got all that doing the whole season, but you got to start the consistency from the start season to the end. Yes,
it seems like the times I watch Lakers play, their defense is horrible.
Exactly,
help. And we talked about this yesterday.
Bad defense in the NBA. We
talked about this yesterday. Bro, LeBron's almost 40. LeBron ain't gonna give you that elite level defense that he'll give you that in spots.
I'll keep saying this.
He had bursts and okay, I'm gonna play a little hard defense this game on spots, but he can't do that consistently. He's old. NBA old.
I say this. LeBron's off the ball defense is horrible.
I can't blame him.
His on the ball defense is actually above average, you ask me.
I don't blame him.
He's the 40 years old, basically.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll give all my energy to offense. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But his offense buddy is like horrendously bad. But still, you know, Lakers gonna be the Lakers. As obviously we know that. On to the next team, Golden State Warriors. What do we think is the big problem?
Draymond's back.
Okay. What do we think is the big problem with that team?
Draymond.
Outside of Draymond.
Their time has just passed. They had a run. They had a great run. They won multiple championships. They're getting their players in the Hall of Fame. Steve Kerr's going to go in the Hall of Fame because he's got all these championships. But it's just over. It's not what it used to be. It's okay. All great things come to an end. And that championship run, the one they had a couple years ago, who they beat again?
They beat the Boston Celtics.
That was it for them. So I don't know what their plan is, because lately the guys they've been bringing in there, it haven't been the same. The role players and stuff they're bringing in, it ain't been working.
Yeah.
And why in the hell they bring in Chris Paul, no winning ass, I do not understand. And this nigga broke his hand already. He's out now with a broken. He broke that same hand 5 times. The same hand.
With the Rockets, he broke with
the Rockets. The same hand. He's broke that same hand. He broke. He's had surgery on both hands. More than 5 times on each hand, bro. I heard that yesterday on TV. Why would you bring this dude in here? He ain't gonna do nothing but get hurt. That's all he gonna do. What are he gonna bring? And make a lot of money. And make some State Farm commercials. What else he gonna do besides them three things? Why would you bring him in there? He's not gonna help your team better. It's like that. I was watching the other show the other day. The dude was like, yeah, why he gonna be telling you other people what to do on the Golden State roster when they cook you all the time? Yeah, dog, when you post up, you should be doing this. Why am I listening to you? Every time I play you.
It's a stood-up point guard.
Man, please.
It's a stood-up point guard, Chris Paul. Come on.
Hall of Famer. But why they brought him in there, I don't know. I'm not saying they should have kept
Jordan Poole,
but Chris Paul?
I would have, if I would have got someone else besides, I mean, if Chris Paul was my only option for a tradable for being for Jordan Poole, I wouldn't have even done it.
I would just kept Jordan Poole.
At that point, honestly.
Tell him just start fighting back. Don't just let Draymond punch you in your face like that.
Exactly.
But yeah, but Draymond's back, and that's just over. Steve Kerr, they had a great run. Now, his contract's up. Rumor is he might be the next Spurs coach.
Oh, yeah, because Popovich might retire.
Yeah, so that's a possibility.
Also, just throw this in. Think about this. Now, the Pistons are 3-34, the Spurs are 5-30.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Their combined record is 8-64.
Wow. Tell me the NBA ain't top heavy. How you get number one pick, this generational player, the Spurs, and you get worse? Your record gets worse.
Have you seen? Okay. You don't. Okay. I'll say this. Now, Wimby is a very good player. First of all, I'll say that. Wimby is a very good player. Can you both agree on that? At least.
He has a tons of talent. He's had a triple double in 20 minutes.
Okay, he's a very good player.
Yes, really good.
He's playing around bums. I mean, pure on. I said this from the start. It's Wimby and a bunch of G-leaguers.
Well,
Jeremy Sohan probably has the worst IQ I've seen in basketball playing in a very long time.
Why is he playing point guard?
He's not playing point guard. He brings the ball.
He's
up
a point forward.
Point forward. I don't know why. He's not even a good defender, you ask me. He's just useless.
They have that other guy.
Then you got Devin Vassell. Keldon Johnson, Trey Jones, Devontae Graham.
Those are only two I would keep.
Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell.
No. Vassell? Devin Vassell. And Wimby. Everybody else I trade. The other dude.
Zach Collins?
No, the one you just mentioned. The one that went to Kentucky.
Trey Jones?
Mm-mm.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Kelvin
Johnson.
Yeah, Keldon.
Keldon.
Yeah, Keldon Johnson.
This dude got a commercial. And his lips is ashy on the commercial. How you going to have a commercial? No one told you your lips is ashy?
So we're talking basketball. We're talking about commercials.
Every day. Regardless or not, I would get rid of him. I wouldn't keep a two of those guys. The rest of my day, everybody else go.
I'm with you on that, but you know, it's a rookie season. We didn't expect them to play great the first season, but they're very much playing.
They're terrible. Well.
They're playing worse than what we expected. People think the Spurs, okay, people think, the Spurs might get into the play-in. They might end up being inside the play-in.
They had me fooled. I thought, Popovich is playing possum. They're going to be good.
I made a $100 bet that the Spurs only win 30 games.
No, you got that locked up, because they be lucky to win 10 the way they're playing.
Well, they halfway there. They have five. But yeah, we'll leave the NBA talk for another day. Seems like that's about all we got.
We can do a whole podcast of just NBA talk, man. Because there's so much. We didn't even get to the Eastern Conference. It's like It's so early in the season. It's kind of hard to know.
It's not early. We're about almost halfway. But yeah. But I'll say that that's about all the topics, all the things we have for today. So
look at Wimby's numbers tonight. Wimby had 15,
tonight of,
16. They beat the Detroit Pistons.
Generator.
The toilet bowl. 16, 12, and 10. I mean, he did that in 21 minutes. Imagine if he had another 10 minutes.
With zero blocks. But yeah, continue.
Imagine if he had another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, for some reason, they got this kid on the minutes restriction.
Yeah, he's 18, 19 years old. I think his ankles or knees might be made of toilet paper. I think we don't know that. But that could actually be the reason why.
It's not natural for a human being to be that
7'4"
tall.
In that skinny.
It's not. Look what happened to Calvin Sampson. The big guy from Ralph Sampson.
Calvin Sampson.
Ralph Sampson.
For the Houston
7 foot something. Freak of nature. But it's not human. It's not natural for a person to be that tall, man.
Now people that tall have had success in the league. But looking at
not when, for longevity.
Looking at wondering why not Kostas Porzingis playing really good right now.
Yeah, he stays hurt a lot.
He used to stay hurt, but he's more healthy now. He did have a lot of injury woes to start his career, but this past year with the Celtics, he's been pretty healthy. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes.
But he's playing good with them. Plus, staying healthy. And that's about all we got for today.
All right, man. We got to NFL, NBA. Talked a little GOAT, Nick Saban. Some people call him Nick Satan because they think he's the devil. I think those people that hate him.
Quagan Saban. Do your research on Quagan Saban.
Who was that?
Saban. Well, Double Cup Saban. Do research on him. Whenever he's in the football, he had a double cup in there.
All right, man. This...
It was looking a little purple in there. Cool.
All right, this is Pops and Son. We talked a little, we covered it all. We're going to get back at y'all pretty soon about some more podcasts and more talking. And we're going to start going streaming here pretty soon. We'll get that right. Soon we get our background figured out. We're going to do that. And show our pretty faces off to the females. All right, we out, y'all.